Hello, and welcome to a Search Data Management podcast on agile business intelligence and data warehouse development. This is Craig Stedman, executive editor of Search Data Management and its companion site, Search Business Analytics. I'll be talking today with consultant William McKnight about transitioning from a traditional waterfall development model to an agile one for BI and data warehousing. William is president of McKnight Consulting Group. He and his team provide strategy, training, and implementation services for clients worldwide, working on data warehousing, BI and analytics, big data, master data management, and data governance projects. Thanks for joining us, William.
Thank you. One of my favorite subjects here.
Well, great. That works out well. All right. Well, to start with, among your client base and from what you've seen around the industry, how widely have agile development methodologies been adopted by BI and data warehousing teams? Is it still early adopters primarily, or is it a mainstream sort of thing at this point?
I think it's definitely on the upswing, and we're seeing a lot more. Of course, just by saying that one is agile doesn't make them agile. And so the definition defies, you know, great specificity, but nonetheless, there are many approaching the agile principles as best as they can today. So I would say, well, when we get involved, we tend to take that up, and we get involved in a lot of situations where they're not agile to begin with. And one of the nice things is that we break them into kind of that way of thinking, not only for the data project that we're doing, but for everything else. And we're happy to do that. We know that's a big culture change as well. But that's something that we see a lot of. I would say, though, from drawing on my broader experiences of, you know, not only mine, but, you know, other consultants' projects and things like that I hear about, that it's probably upwards of half of, you know, BI-related kind of projects that are claiming agile at this time. But I'd say it's a whole bunch more than that are wanting to get there, but either don't know how or can't slow down from what they're doing fast enough. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the guy that has the is down in the ditch digging it with his hands, and somebody wants to sell him a shovel, but he says no, he's too busy digging to buy that shovel. So there's a little bit of that going on.
Okay. Well, and so for organizations that are looking to make the change, how big of a change is it to switch from waterfall development to an agile development process for BI applications and data warehouse systems?
Well, it kind of depends where you are with your current legacy waterfall or whatever kind of approach that you have. A lot of those approaches have been approaching more or less tighter scoped, more frequent delivery to production kinds of approaches, but not like agile. You don't get there until you adopt agile in a bigger way. And so it is a change. It's a change regardless, but it's always a change. It's a change not only in terms of how you function, but in terms of how the entire team and really the whole company looks at the project. There are some key changes, including, you know, the fact that you're going to production on a much more frequent basis. Team members are not always used to that. Production is always something that's way out there, and we'll care about that a little bit more as we get closer. Well, you're always pretty close, you know, in Agile. So that's a big change. There are many big changes, and some people have to be coached along in that process.
Right. And so what are some of the biggest challenges that companies face in making the move to Agile, BI, and data warehouse delivery? And is it primarily technical in nature on the challenges, or is it more process or procedural issues?
I mean, I think the biggest challenge is getting a big commitment to the process, especially if it's all brand new to a team and to a company, to an environment, and getting commitment to work through the kinks that might occur in the first few sprints. They may not be perfect, by the way, and that's okay. It's worth the investment, and as a matter of fact, you're probably still far more productive just thinking about the word sprint than you are doing your traditional waterfall approach. But not everybody buys that at face value, and it has to be proven, but usually it is when you embark on this journey. It can be not proven, if you go about it the wrong way, or you don't really have a commitment to it, and you don't have management support for what you're doing. I say expose management to it, even though they should be none the wiser as far as how you're doing your work. We're going to need their commitment. We're going to need their commitment when we reach out within the organization and say to the system administration group, hey, we need your help, and we're working under a sprint deadline, you know, kind of thing, so that they don't blow you off and say, okay, we'll get to that in 4 weeks. Well, you know, that kind of blows up the sprint if it happens that way. So we'd like their support on that. So we want to get that widespread support in order for the Agile to stick. But I'd say, you know, the biggest challenge is around people. You asked about if it's technical in nature or process. It's people, and it's getting people to understand that and getting people to have the commitment to the sprint team and the scrum processes that is required. And it is a commitment. It's practically a full-time commitment to whatever the goals are for the team. This is not a thing where people can, you know, jump in and out of at their whim and at the whims of, you know, there are 10 other things that are pulling at them in the organization. That will not make a sprint successful. We must have a commitment, and whatever they need to do, let's pull that into the sprint if it's appropriate. If not, let's keep working to try to get the cycles that are necessary for all the team members to be here on the team.
Right. And are there challenges, people challenges, I guess, in convincing business executives or IT managers, whatever, you know, of the potential benefits of an agile approach?
Oh yes. Oh yes. I mean, sometimes they worry, well, what does that mean to me? You know, do I have to do something? Do I have to be under your deadlines? Or, you know, do I have to play a role in this? And of course, everybody's looking out for that. Usually, you know, when you're talking upper management, the answer is no. But, you know, change and not invented here and all that sort of thing does still make people nervous. So we do take care to, you know, make the case for how we're going about doing it. We're very proactive in that because we know that that, you know, there's going to be voices that are maybe in dissent of that. But this is something that, you know, we're going to stick a stake in the ground around and lead the client, because sometimes the clients do need to be led where they need to go, and Agile is a place that they need to go.
Right. And I guess, I mean, you do need some business users to be involved in the process, right?
We'll give some of them roles, like product owner in the sprint process.
So despite the challenges, and you kind of touched on this before at the end of your last answer, but despite the challenges, is Agile development ultimately where all BI and data warehouse managers should be moving their teams for the benefit of their organizations and maybe their own careers?
Absolutely. You know, it's hard to quantify. This is one of those things that's hard to quantify, and that means it's hard. That means it's hard to prove. But I just know that the productivity of my teams has gone up tremendously since we adopted Agile. I just know we're getting so much done faster, and I see that also in other teams that are good at Agile out there. So it's something to think about these days when it just seems like the windows keep getting smaller in terms of patience, corporate patience. A lot of people out there think that, well, you know, I'm not getting any pressure today to deliver, and so I'm okay. I'm okay as long as there's no, you know, external pressure on my work performance. And that's not entirely true. It could be being built up over time, and it could explode on your face at some point. So that's something that, you know, you want to look out for, and you want to be ahead of that curve. And a great way to do that is to be agile and disseminate those roles within the business community. Broadcast far and wide what it is that you're going to do in every sprint, and then do it. And it takes a little while to get to that that groove, but once you get there, your productivity goes up, and hopefully doesn't take too long. And you know, it goes up measurably, and you can feel it. So, yeah, I absolutely think that everybody in this space should be thinking about Agile.
Okay, great. Well, we'll end it with that. Thanks for your insight and advice, William.
You got it.
All right, and thanks to you for listening in. You can learn more about McKnight Consulting Group at www.mcknightcg.com. That's mcknightcg.com. And you can find more tips, analysis, and information on Agile BI and data warehousing, plus other data management, BI, and analytics topics on Search Data Management and Search Business Analytics. This is Craig Stedman signing off.